Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So much in the news about the Houston Dynamo right now, coming off the dramatic 3-2 victory. Time now to speak with Dynamo General Manager. Before that, though, a quick word for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They're our second hour sponsor, and we appreciate the Daspit Law Firm and their presenting sponsorship here in the second hour. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It could be a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You get very nervous in these situations. You do need representation. They will guide you through it expertly. Daspit Law Firm, working 24/7 nights and weekends for you. 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Well, Matt, obviously everybody has gotten a little bit stoked about the Dynamo being linked to Fernando Torres of Atletico Madrid. Tell us a little bit about this, because it sounds as though there's some genuine interest in him.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, without a doubt, he's an outstanding player. And, you know, what team wouldn't want to have a player of that caliber within their group? You know, obviously within the MLS, there's really strict guidelines and there's a whole discovery order system and all that kind of stuff. So, those are all the kind of the real world stuff that we deal with. But, you know, he's an amazing player, and I think any team would love to have him in their group.
Yeah, we know that Chicago and Montreal are ahead of the Dynamo in the discovery process. If it got to the Dynamo, how serious really is the club? And I think that's what the fans want to know about potentially signing him.
Well, listen, I think we've shown, you know, we're willing to make investments. You know, we have an ownership group that showed that, especially this last offseason with some of the acquisitions that we made. And they were significant investments in players like Ellis and Cabezas and you know, some of the other guys we've been bringing in. So our ownership group is definitely willing, and it has to be the right player, the right timing. And you know, like, it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes you're a little bit, you just have to kind of let the processes unfold within our league and see how it all shakes out. But, you know, he's a player that we think very highly of amongst many others. But again, we also know that there's, you know, obviously there's this discovery process within the league.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. Let's go back to Fernando Torres, because to me the bigger question is once you've answered if you're interested in him, can he really fit in Houston? Can he fit in this setup under Wilmer? Can he fit in Major League Soccer? And how much risk do you assume paying big money for a guy like Fernando Torres?
Well, like, I can't, you know, I don't want to say, you know, put the cart before the horse with anything that we're saying, Glenn. I mean, look, he's a great player, and we're not, you know, again, it's a player that, you know, there's other teams that have a strong interest in him. You know, we can't really, I wish I could, but I'm not really allowed or at liberty to discuss that, because I just don't have the rights within the league to go through that, just because of our rules and regulations. So I know that's kind of
answer.
Okay. And I apologize. And it's not a great answer for all of our great fans and your listeners, but we have to, you know, kind of, you know, adhere to those policies within the league.
Understood. But, I mean, are you okay to comment on, like, him as a player? Would he fit with an Albert Elias and a Ramel Kyoto?
I don't know if there's a team. I don't think there's a team in the MLS that he, you know, I mean, he's a great player. But, you know, again, we're not in the discussion at this time. Obviously, look, we really like our team. We really like our group. We really like, you know, obviously Moro is a young and talented player that we're really pleased with, and is growing. He's obviously just 22 years old. Albert, just 22 years old. Romel, I think last time I was on your show, you asked me a lot of questions about Romel, and I was very confident that he was going to be fine and he was moving in the right direction, and I'm glad that was the case. We're happy with our group, but we're always looking to improve. You know, obviously you saw we were one of the most active teams in the league this last window, and we're going to continue to always look to push the envelope with the team.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, he's been in Germany, he's been in Portugal, he's been in Sweden. Swedish trip that was supposed to take 3 to 4 days, I guess, ended up almost 2 weeks getting the Lundqvist deal done. Give us some insight to him as a left back and kind of tell our fans what we can expect to see with that Swedish left back.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Is that, you know, I really was over there, supposed to be a 4 or 5 day trip, and it ended up being, you know, a lot longer of a trip. And then at the end of the trip, went to Portugal and had to go through Germany as well to take a look at a couple other guys. But Lundqvist, you know, it's not easy to get a player at 24 years old that's starting every game, you know, that's in the middle of a team season out. And especially, you know, just because the overlap of the, you know, our window doesn't line up with the rest of the world. But, you know, really, it got to be a situation where I was there. And, you know, I kind of just got to the point when you're up against the window where it's like, look, I'm not leaving without signed documents. You know, and we had obviously a lot of jockeying back and forth with the club. And spent a lot of time in a little city named Boros trying to close the deal. Unfortunately, we got it done before the window. And it was really important to get it done before the window, that and Luis Gil. Because, you know, it's just tough when you come mid-season with a team. And, you know, you're talking 10 games, you know, and you want to get those guys in as soon as possible to get integrated within your group and to contribute. Adam's a good player, very technical, you know, very good left foot, tactically very sound. He's played a lot of, you know, over 100 games within for his club team at the highest level in Sweden. Played a lot of important competitions, you know, for the national team, has represented the full national team, and is really excited to get it with our group and to learn, you know, learn from a guy like DeMarcus, you know, who obviously has done it for many years at the highest level.
Is he versatile, or is left back really where the target is? Because if it is, then that's going to be a battle with DeMarcus Beasley, right?
Yeah. No, he left back's his primary position. You know, he's naturally left-footed. You know, very clean with the ball, very clean with his distribution, very good crossing the ball on in the run of play and on set pieces. And again, yeah, our goal is just to continue to have competition at every position. And that, you know, unfortunately, Dylan's been out, you know, and Dylan's, you know, a big part of our club as well. You know, we're supporting him in his recovery. But at the same time, you know, it's important that we keep, you know, we have options at every position. And, you know, obviously, you know, DeMarcus, you know, he's a consummate professional and he wants to play every single game, but, you know, also, you know, we have to look within the framework of a season. And look, we got to get younger, Glenn. I mean, we got to get younger. You've seen, I mean, you know, Gil's 24, Lundqvist is 24, Fuenmayor 21. You know, Watts, who's come in, is a good age as well. So we just have to continue to keep getting the team younger. And that's the reality.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. That's funny you say that, because that was my next question, was were you concerned in certain areas of the team with age? Because we all have a shelf life. It doesn't matter who we are. We all have a shelf life. So you answered that question. You are really trying to make this team even more younger.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's important. You know, it's important. You know, and we, you know, and it, there's a lot to be said. And I mean, you've seen the way the league is evolving. And there's just a lot to be said. Look, I don't know if, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, you're seeing, you know, guys like Ring and Fred FC, you know, some of our young guys. If you're seeing even a European, You're seeing a lot more Europeans that are in those prime ages that are making this a league of choice. I don't know if that was possible 3-4 years ago. You know, I don't know. I think that, you know, the way people are viewing our league is drastically changing, and that makes me very excited.
Is that basically a lot of that have to do with target allocation money and general allocation money?
Yeah, I think more targeted allocation money. I mean, you know, the infusion of targeted allocation money was really, you know, an important initiative for our league to close the gap between Liga MX teams and ourselves. And, you know, that's why there was such a huge emphasis on the CONCACAF Champions League this year, probably more than past years. And that gap is closing, you know, and now, you know, I think you're going to see even more, you know, the quality of Liga MX teams, and you know, it's really on par with MLS teams, and I think the target, you're exactly right, the infusion of targeted allocation money has really been a game changer because you're able to really get players in a different category. You're able to acquire players. I mean, look at our TAM players, our targeted allocation money players. You have Juan David Cabezas, we bought from Deportivo Cali. We bought Romel Kyoto from Olympia. Mauro Minotas, we fully acquired him using targeted allocation money. And now Adam Lundqvist, who's 24 years old. So I think it's huge. It's huge, and you're going to see even more of that. There's more initiatives in this league on the horizon that I can't talk about right now, but are going to continue to push the envelope.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. Back to just Torres in the striker position. Is that an area that you do want to make deeper right now? Because with Andrew Wenger playing right back and Kubo Torres moved on, it seems there is a little bit less competition in that area of the field.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you're a pretty smart guy. You had a lot of foresight about Wenger when last time I was in studio, right?
Oh, I don't know about I think that was an easy call. You had that call too. That was easy.
Nah, listen, he's got versatility and he's been great. You know, and he's been doing a really good job at right, and he's obviously covered a little bit of left back as well.
I think he's been excellent there.
Yeah, look, he's got a very good profile. And, you know, the thing is, too, is that he, you know, and you know this, sometimes when you're coming from a deeper position, you can pick and choose moments to get forward and find gaps. And even you saw, unfortunately, we didn't capitalize on it, but the last minutes of that Minnesota game, he made a great late run. He slipped Mauro in, and unfortunately, we didn't get a goal. But so Andrew's done well there. Look, we're very happy with our attackers. You know, getting Romel back has been key for us because it just makes teams have to be very honest with us, and they know they can't overplay one side to Albert. And again, Mauro is a very good player. He's growing, and so we're very happy with those guys. And even, you know, you got Memo as well, who came in and did a great job last game. Arturo is chomping at the bit. Boney came in. He hasn't played wide much, and he came in really well last game out wide. And I got to give Wilmer a lot of credit. You know, his subs really made a big difference last game to get the win. So we're happy with our attackers. You know, Thomas is growing. Luis Gil, all of a sudden you get him in the mix, and I've seen it myself. You know, that just kind of puts everyone on their toes out of training as well, because it's just another talented young player in the attacking third. And Luis, we sent him down to RGV last week to get some game minutes, and he did very well. So he's getting more rhythm, and he'll be in the mix as well. So we're happy with our attackers, but you know, look, it's like anything. We're always looking from window to window to have options available and to continue to push this thing along.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, back from a trip helping secure the Lundqvist deal, the Swedish left back. Okay, so at the beginning of the Rocket season, I heard the general manager, Daryl Morey, ask a question, and the question was, you know, what is the target this year? Something along those lines. And he said, the Golden State Warriors. And, that, you know, it was basically, hey, the best, I guess, in the West, right? And, you know, here the Rockets are against the Golden State Warriors. Where is the bar for the Dynamo? I mean, I know it's playoffs, but is it, you know, being in these crunch situations, trying to be the fifth or sixth place team in the West at the end of the season, or, you know, is it the top three spots? What is the goal? Because based on the way the league goes, you are afforded time to put your teams together. You don't have to be in that much of a rush because you can absorb losses and moments where maybe you're not getting points to a degree.
Yeah. I think the goal is always to, of course, make the playoffs, but, you know, you want to get into a position where you know, you're hosting playoff games. You know, I think, you know, we saw that last year, that home field advantage makes a huge difference. You know, so that's the goal. That's the goal. And I think the biggest goal is to be peaking at the right time. You know, last year, obviously when the hurricane came, you know, really took us a little bit of time to recover from that. But, you know, to credit to the guys, they did. You know, so I think the key is obviously, you know, you want to get in the playoffs first. You know, you really want to put yourself in a position to be hosting games. But the key is peaking at the right time. You know, that's the key. And hopefully if, you know, you can avoid that play-in game, that's a tough one, you know?
Yeah. Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager, calling in here and getting this one done here ahead of the show. So this is an interview we did probably about a half hour before the show for those of you listening in at this point. He has been on the road in Europe. Memo Rodriguez, so he comes off the bench, scores a dramatic game winner. He has had limited minutes. He is a bright young talent with a tremendous work ethic, as great a young man as you'll ever meet. What's the plan with him? And, you know, I know it's difficult for him to get minutes right now, and it is a challenge for him, and he has to earn those minutes. But what is the plan for him? Because at some point, he's got to get more minutes, right, Matt, in MLS competition.
Yeah. Well, I think doing what he did last week, you know, I mean, the good thing about Memo is he lets his play and his work speak for him. You know, obviously, his preseason was affected by having an off-season knee surgery. So we had, it took a little more time. You know, he didn't have a full preseason. So we had to kind of build him up and get him back finding rhythm. And even if you look last, maybe 2 weeks ago, he went down to RGV. And again, this is a guy that, he goes down, and he knew he has the right attitude. He went down, knowing, look, I need game minutes to have rhythm and to be fit and to be ready. And sure enough, he goes down there, scores the game winner. Max Steves assists on the goal. And that's just so important because you saw right away when he went in last game, he was ready. And that's, Memo's the type of guy that, he's going to continue to force his way in there. And it's a good problem for Wilmer to have, for sure. And one thing I really like about Wilmer, he's not afraid to give these guys, a run. And Memo is a testament to that. And so, we're just happy that he's gotten back off his knee injury in the offseason and he's finding rhythm again.
Juan David Cabase is such a big part of the team last year. His bite, his determination, his steal in midfield and edge that he brings. Certainly that's something the Dynamo need. He is a starter. I don't think there's any question. So what's the timeline on him? Do we see him in another week or two? Where is he? Because, man, this is one heck of a hamstring injury.
He's a vital piece. He's a vital piece to the team. He's a rock. And he's really important to what we're doing. He's working his tail off. He's finding, he's getting, building back up his fitness. And so, we're very optimistic. We'll be seeing him soon. Darwin has stepped in and done well. Maybe there's a couple plays here or there that he would prefer to do better on. But, as a whole, he's been a great acquisition and complemented Eric very well. But of course, getting Juan back will be great because, we want to have those competition, in those spots. I mean, if you look at him, Philippe, Cabezas, Philippe Senderos, Jared Watts, those guys are all, I'm sorry, look at my board here, those guys are all getting, closer to being back in the mix, and that's going to be vitally important for us, especially as, we're getting closer to, the World Cup the likelihood of Machado leaving and that type of stuff. So we need those guys back, and they're getting there. They're getting there for sure.
I saw a report from Corey Repkin that Cabezas had a setback with the hamstring. Is that on record?
Is that recent?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, so he's so what do you think? He's two weeks away?
I hate to put any timelines on things, but I saw him yesterday. I was out of training, and I mean he was working so hard.
Is he with the full team, Matt, or is he on his own?
He's been working. They've been working with a group of guys that are recovering from injury, and then doing some supplemental fitness. Hopefully they'll be building back into training here. Not too long from now.
How about Dylan Remick? Everybody seems to be very concerned about him because it's a head injury, and, man, he hasn't even seen the field this year, which I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, no, listen, Dylan is, first of all, unbelievable person, unbelievable pro, great player. He's been steadily increasing his workloads. We're just working to provide him the support, that he needs. And so he has a great attitude, and he's no one wants, I know, knowing him and the competitor he is, you know, obviously he wants to get back in the mix as soon as possible, but it's important that we, you know, we follow these protocols with concussions. And so he's steadily building up his activity levels, and you know, we're making sure that we provide him the support he needs.
And AJ De La Garza, any timeline on him?
Yeah, AJ is another one. I mean, he's in that mix. You know, I'd say, you know, all the feedback that we've gotten from our medical staff and in our sports science department is AJ is doing great. He's on target. You know, the biggest thing that we don't want to do is we want to make sure that we don't rush him. You know, of course we want him back, but we want to make sure that we, you know, that he gets back the right way. So I can't, unfortunately, I can't give you any set timelines on all these guys, but they're all moving at different rates, but they are all moving in a good direction, which is good for us.
I mean, do we see any of these guys in the next 3-4 weeks, potentially?
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so. That's the goal.
Matt, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for the information. I'm sure the fan base appreciates it as well, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for the update on everything.
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate it, Glenn, and I always do my best to answer as many of the questions as possible, but as always, I really appreciate your dedication to the sport in our city.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, so that was Matt Jordan. We wrap it up with him tonight here, and we thank you very much for joining us on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We'll be back 7 Central next week. Don't forget, May 26th, we're over at FM Kitchen and Bar. We are doing that wonderful post-game Soccer Matters show after the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool. So get over there. I'd love to see you out there and support Soccer Matters. I'm going to have some goodies out there as well as ESPN 97.5. Also, don't forget the Gorgeous Gale and Peter. That's where we're going to have 7 live shows during the World Cup. Gorgeous Gale 55-55 Morningside. And with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go and get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Tranquility Home Systems, THS. They'll come out, they'll get you a quote, and they'll get you on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. Tap into 20 years of THS experience. It's my friend Jesse. Contact him at 281-506-7822 or email at jesse@ths3inc.com. Better yet, go to the website, www.ths3inc.com. THS, they will get you set up with home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. Jesse, check his company out. THS, www.ths3inc.com. For Jose Partida, Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. 7 o'clock Central Time next week. Remember, soccer matters.